Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle and Ray with his story. Horny story time.
It's not horny.
It will be in my head. Away you go.
Oh, no, trust me, it won't be.
Just make something up, Ray.
You've got to take into account the fact that I hadn't had a drink for 4 months.
Okay. You pissed the bed.
So, oh God, it's worse than that.
Shit the bed.
So I started drinking yesterday at 3 PM.
Tough guy, huh? Yeah. Okay.
And we're in the pub till midnight. So 9 hours of drinking Heineken. So
Heineken.
Well.
Oh wow.
Gosh.
Classy. Okay. Right. Heineken. Yes. Okay. I see. I understand.
Well, you've got to remember, we're all police officers. Not classy. One little bit. No.
Yeah.
So I managed to get myself home, but by the time I came through my front door, it was nearing 1 o'clock, and I sat down on the sofa and then just crashed out, fell asleep. And then I had this lovely dream that was quite warm. And so I woke up thinking, what's that stuff underneath me? And I realised that I was weeing on the sofa. So I got up thinking, you idiot, what kind of idiot are you?
Yeah, what
years of age.
What kind of idiot would do such a thing like that, Raymondo?
So it gets worse.
Yeah.
So I managed to go into the living room and went into the corner of the living room to where the toilet is. Well, I haven't got a toilet in the living room. And then I continued to wee over the radiator. Then came to my senses again and thought, right, you've lost the plot. So then I went into the kitchen, opened the grill and carried on weeing into the grill. From there, I've got a downstairs bathroom because I live in a Victorian cottage.
Please tell me you did a dump in the washing machine.
No. So then I went into the bathroom, saw the toilet, but thought, well, obviously I'm not going to use the toilet now, and I carried on and finished my wee in the bath.
That's fine. The bath is fine. We've all done that.
It gets worse. Oh. It gets worse. And then I suddenly realised that I needed a number two.
Oh, no!
Yeah, there we go.
So I stripped naked.
Ooh,
and to my left was the toilet. But I decided to, for whatever reason.
Why is it? Just stop there for a second, Ray.
Why is he telling us this?
This is horrible. I don't want to know this. All right, let's carry on.
Morning.
Oh, away you go.
So this time I'm in the bath. So I decide to climb in the bath, squat down, and I poo in the bath. I'm very drunk, obviously.
Thank you so much for your call, Ray. But is there any more to this horrific?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. So then...
You ate it.
made a sandwich.
But then didn't bother to wipe. Just went straight to bed.
Oh, no.
Went to bed.
God.
And woke up this morning about
maturing shroud.
there was no damage in the bed.
Is the Turing shroud named after Alan Turing? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Go on, Ray. Sorry. Thank you.
Well, I wondered, because I always sleep in boxes, so initially I was thinking...
You sleep in boxes? Don't sleep in a box.
Sure.
Try a bed.
So I think, I need a wee. So I walk down the stairs, and as I get to the bottom of the stairs, I'm thinking, why does my whole house think of wee? and then I'm suddenly thinking that dream wasn't a dream. Anyway, yeah. So I go into my bathroom,
God.
And then there's just the smell is unbelievable. I just can't believe it. Pull back the shower curtains, and it's just there in the middle of.
Oh, okay. I really want to cut you off. I mean, I really want to cut you off.
You must look like the Pete Bogman this morning. No moisture at all in your body.
But do you know what happened then?
Oh God, I've got a rough guess.
Please don't tell me you spaffed in the toothpaste tube. Don't tell me that happened.
After about half an hour, I found it so funny, I put it on Facebook.
Go away,
oh,
you're a horrible
dear.
Man.
And then you rang the radio.
It's disgusting. Disgusting. This is why we've got Brexit. This is why we've got Trump over here. We're celebrating heroes. 75th anniversary of one of the most... the eve of one of the most heroic events ever. This is what we've evolved into.
Pervert.
Ray. We've evolved into Pervy Ray. Incredible. That's not what... Well, I mean, technically, it is what they fought for. The freedom...
He was too free, if anything.
We need to rein in some of those freedoms. 03444-991000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, Ian.
Hey, it's Paul, Rhythmic Paul. No, it's not Paul. It's Paul Innocent.
Yes.
That'll do.
Paul, what can we do for you?
So I just wanted to say something to you.
No, it's not. Who is this?
No, it's different Paul.
It sounded like Rhythmic Paul. Then it sounded like Paul Innocent. Now it just sounds
it's
like...
It's other Paul.
It's other Paul.
No, I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, you are, my friend. Welcome.
Welcome, Paul. What can we do for you? We're sorry for confusing with those two losers.
That's fine. I wanted to know what you make of this, right? Because I think you're the perfect example of this.
Oh, God. You ready? Here we go.
So you might be a king, Ian.
Here we go. I'm ready.
And you might be a strip.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the punch to the guts.
You might be a king,
yeah,
or a little street sweeper.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, you're going to dance with the Reaper.
Yeah.
Is that a threat?
What is that? I know that song. I know that song. Don't tell me. I know. Do it again.
You might be a king. Or a little sweet, or a little sweeper.
Oh, I know what that
but
is.
Sooner or later, you're going to dance with the
I know what that is. You know what it is, Catherine. You think about it. You know it. That's a great line, Paul. Thank you. I'd stay there. That's a great line.
Is it to do with one of the Goss Boys?
No. It's a great line.
Because he did write a song, didn't he, about kings?
Yeah, he did.
And it was about how grateful he was that he wasn't sweeping the road, but those guys are kings.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a king.
Oh, that is a...
Is it... Club Tropicana drinks are free. Is that how it goes?
I tell you...
Wham Rap. Is it the Wham Rap?
It's not the Wham Rap. It is a very famous rap. Shall I play it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. Our bass player, the Duke of Smooth, the Doctor Shock, man with no chance, please say hello to death himself, the Grim Reaper!
But sooner or later, you dance with the Reaper.
Yeah, Paul, it's from Bill and Ted.
Oh,
it's
hell
death.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Mate, are you excited about Bill and Ted 3?
Very excited.
Can we go and see? Where do you live?
I live in the Midlands.
Right, let's go and see it together.
I got to say, man, I loved you in I'm a Celebrity, by the way. It's the only reason I ever watched that rubbish.
Yeah, mate, I loved you in this phone call. And I was doing I'm a Celebrity for you. Every night when I was asleep, I was thinking of you, Paul.
I tolerate both of you.
Okay, that's good. How old are you, Paul?
35.
Oh, 35. Right, you and me, we're going to go and see Bill and Ted 3 together. And we're gonna have a good... I'm buying the hot dogs.
Oh, sweet, man, that's cool.
It's cool. You've reminded me that, A, that's coming out, and of that great scene in a wonderful, wonderful movie. I love it.
Joe, they started filming today for number 3. Like, today was the first day of filming.
Right,
that's strange. Keanu never called me.
I'm going to give you a gift, Paul.
Yeah?
Go online, Google the poster for Wonder Woman 84, the new movie that's coming out next year.
Okay.
Thank me later, buddy.
He won't have
time. Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Paul. What a lovely caller. I enjoyed that first call, and it was superb. Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, the poster for Wonder Woman 84 is out. Wow. Have you seen it? Wow. Wow. Straight men, gay women, straight women. Everybody talking about butt music. You're gonna. I've never seen such a vision, an image. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Wow, Joe has just tweeted, wow, tuned into the Late Night Alternative for the first time in donkeys. And some guy's calling in to say he pissed all over his house and then shat in the bath. Can see what I've been missing.
Welcome back. We've just been keeping it warm for you.
There we go. There we go, you see. That's what it's all about. This is Talk Radio.
The Late, Late, Early, Early Show.
On Talk Radio.
The time has come, the Paul Ross said, to talk of many things. This wild and whirling, wonderful world and the weird stories that it brings. Brings to us each and every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. on the Late, Late, Early, Early Show. You know what? We've already visited 55 countries. Join us for a fantastic trip of exploration right around the globe.
The surf report is there's not very many waves, but it's a beautiful day.
It's the stimulating radio encounter of the interesting kind.
But a lot of people just come for the sheer fun.
The Late, Late, Early, Early Show with Paul Ross. Transporting you to another plane. Monday to Friday mornings from 1.
This is actually really, really cool.
On Talk Radio, you know it makes sense.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the phone number. I tell you what, the show is getting classier and classier and classier. If Ray's Call doesn't win us an award, Catherine, I have got no idea what will. There's lots to talk about. I want to talk about Pride Month. Bin bag kids.
Oh yeah, I saw about the
pride.
Bin bag thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. We'll do the bin bags in a minute. Let's go to Nigel.
Good morning.
No.
Good evening.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go.
But I thought I was ringing GMC for East, didn't I?
You thought you were what?
I thought I was ringing GMC for
GMTV?
GMTV? What? You thought you were ringing?
Yeah, you know, because you was always on it, you know.
I've never been on GMTV.
In the morning. No, you know, Good Morning Britain.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't been on that since September of last year.
I know, but it's loads of it on YouTube of your recordings. I've been looking at them. There's so many.
Yes.
You did on the TV.
Yes, exactly.
And you actually took over the show in the morning as well.
I owned the show, Nigel. I made that show.
So you haven't done any recently?
No, I have decided. Here's what I've decided about Good Morning Britain. I've decided I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore until they ask me to do it again, and then I'll do it. But until they ask me to do it again, Nigel, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do
on
it.
Keep on waiting. Make them laugh.
Hang on.
I've just sent a message through saying there was no driver available. Let me just go and make sure that Nettie's all right.
Whoa, what the heck? Okay, you go and sort that out.
Did you get on well with Kate Galloway?
Yes, I did go very well with Kate Galloway. I like Kate Galloway a lot.
I mentioned to you before that I met her with Mike Devons once, and they were cycling over Headcorn Way.
Okay,
and,
yes.
I was cycling with them for a while.
Yes.
And she had her hair all tied up with a hat on, of course, you know, couldn't see her long hair.
Yes.
But that was like 15 years ago now.
Okay, wow.
So that was quite an experience for me. She's a lovely girl. She was a girl then.
She is a grown woman now. Next time I see her, boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm going to tell her, that you, the story that you just kind of half told me, but that I couldn't really, really understand.
Yeah, yesterday I went to the TV studios, Meridian in Maidstone. Meridian. And there's a show, they were recording a show that, Catchphrase.
Yes.
And obviously, all the people that used to do it years ago, some of them have died, haven't they? The man with the white hair, black comedian with the white hair.
The black comedian with the white hair? I don't think
He was in The Comedians years ago. Charlie Williams.
Charlie Williams. Yes, he's dead. He didn't do Catchphrase, did he?
Yes, he did. He did. Yeah, Monkhouse as well.
Right.
Dear old Bob Monkhouse.
Yes, okay, well, there.
So many people did it. There was that tall fellow with a beard that was in that show that I don't know what it's called now.
Okay.
Do you know the man I mean that was about 6'3" with a beard? It's you, it's not you.
I've got literally no idea what you're talking about now.
Well, no, I can't remember the show he was in years ago, but he did it as well. So many people did Catchphrase.
Yes.
Anyway, so they were recording that there while I was talking to the producer. So they're going to call me back. I'm trying to get on TV to maybe sing a song or talk about my music career with the old bands, the dance bands and things.
Yeah.
So that would be good if I can.
They
can only say no, can't they?
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter if I say yes or no, but it's only down the road from me. It's only 6 miles to cycle.
This is how I choose my jobs, is by how far away from me they are. That's how I like to do these things. All right, Nigel. Well,
I rang up to do a song in a minute.
Maybe not tonight. Maybe Friday. Why don't you save it for Friday? Save it for Friday, because Friday's party night.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, give us a call Friday and we'll do the song then.
I've got a Wonder Woman. Not Wonder Woman. What did you say? Was it Wonder what? What's the girl's name?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. I've got a doll I bought Christmas. They brought out a special moving parts doll.
Okay. Well, and, that's weird.
It's a proper realistic thing from the film. It was about £19. Very expensive. It was about... But I can't get into that properly.
No.
Anyway.
Okay. All right.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good
Wonder
thing.
Woman.
Okay. All right, Nigel. Well, thank you for that.
I'll speak to you Friday, then.
Tutty bye. I struggle to follow the thread there, but it's always good to hear from Nigel. Is Nettie all right?
Well, they cancelled on her.
Oh.
When I left her, it said the cab was arriving.
Scumbags.
Next time I'm going to stand with her. Yeah, so she's getting on train. She's already on the train station. I said, "Oh, come back, I'll get you another one." She said, "Oh, I've buzzed through."
Oh,
she's cool. She's very cool.
Well, we know that for future. That's a crappy way to treat our guests.
Well,
cabs.
Yeah.
What
happened next time? I'll make sure she gets.
Yes,
one.
Mate. Oh, well, that's a shame. All right, that's a shame. What have you got for us, Catherine?
This thing about the vacuum challenge.
Oh yeah, go
that
on.
I hadn't seen because I've not really been on social media an awful lot recently. Experts warn bizarre viral vacuum challenge that sees people sealing their children in bin bags could cause death by strangulation. Yeah, of course.
You sit in a bin bag and then you get sucked off. The air gets sucked out of the bag.
They seal themselves in bin bags by sucking out the air with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
However, experts are concerned that many of the videos posted online feature adults vacuum sealing their children sitting in bin bags with their heads poking out.
Okay.
Despite the hilarious videos on it online...
I'd like to try it on me. I'd like to do it on me.
I'll stick the tube in if you want.
I would like to do that, actually, yeah.
Okay. Yahoo News reports it could be a lead to cerebral hypoxia caused by strangulation as the bag tightens around the neck. Well, there is that.
You don't hear people calling some things poxy anymore. That poxy cat. That poxy car. Oh, it looks good, doesn't it? Oh, it does look good. There's a kid, I'm not saying do it, but it looks good.
Let's find out more. Yeah. There's just loads of pictures now that they've nicked off Twitter. A vacuum bed is a frame containing a latex suit which covers the entire head and body, which participants climb into. Air is then removed using a suction pump or vacuum while the person inside breathes... What?
Sorry?
Breathes through a tube running into the mouth. Well, that's something different, right?
That's if you're putting your whole body in there, surely.
God. The challenge, which has been tried by social media users from across the globe, sees participants sitting or lying on the floor inside a bin bag, which often reaches up to the neck. The nose of a vacuum is then inserted into the neck of the bag, sucking out all the air and sealing the participant inside. But, yeah, don't put yourself in a plastic bag and cut off your air supply. Good top tip.
But also, even if your head is out, you'd suffocate.
Because of your paws?
No, that's Goldfinger. It would constrict your chest. Your chest would be constricted. You wouldn't be able to breathe. You'd suffocate.
Yeah.
You'd literally drown of your own saliva. I had to go to the dentist recently, and you know when they're sucking your juice, your saliva out of your mouth?
Yeah.
It's like being waterboarded, isn't it?
They
don't do it, that's waterboarding. That's how torture has been invented by someone who went to a slack dentist.
Obviously, that's exactly what's happened.
Mike, you're going to be next. 0344. Sorry?
No.
Have you finished?
I think so.
You did an intake of breath to imply you hadn't.
Yeah, only because it's just...
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Right. 0344 499 1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Jack Commando.
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
It's chugging along at a fair old rate this evening. We're here every Monday to Friday, 10 till 1. There are... 2 tickets left for our London show on the 23rd of June. 2 tickets left, and we won't be releasing any more. Because mm-hmm. That is it. That is then at capacity. That's in 100 people. So 2 tickets left. And we've sold 31 tickets for Dorset in July.
All right.
Of 158. But that's still better. We're into making... We'll probably make more money with those 31 tickets than we did with the show we did in Glasgow. Wow. So... That's a bonus. If you want tickets for either of those shows, London, the last 2 tickets for London, 23rd of June, Dorset, the Shaftesbury Arts Centre, it's a lunchtime show on Saturday, the 6th of July, or tickets for our show in Belfast, which is early July, I think, or Bath, which is in September. And these are the last 4 shows we're going to have booked in for a while. We're not doing any more shows until the autumn. And Belfast is going ahead. Go to ianlee.com/event. ianlee.com/event. And you can get those tickets. Let's go to Mike. Good evening, Mike.
Hello.
Hello,
are
Mike.
You both well?
Yeah. No, my stomach is playing up like nobody's business. I can't... I can't shake this thing, whatever it is. Of course... Now, here's the thing. If I'm ill for longer than 3 or 4 days, I think, oh, I've got cancer. And I'm not making light of it. Genuinely, my head goes, maybe it's cancer. So it's probably not. I don't think cancer would necessarily be giving you stomach gurgles and making you poo a lot. But I'm thinking I've got cancer. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. I just can't shake this bug, whatever it is. Anyway, Mike, what have you got for us tonight, please?
Well, inspired by your streams, I built up a small collection of retro game consoles the past 3 weeks, which I've now put on a lovely new shelving unit in my living room.
Beautiful. Well done. You should be proud of yourself.
So, I am. I've got about 50 games to play. I've not even turned the PlayStation on yet.
Yeah.
I thought, if you wanted to... it's a really rubbish game where if I could let you listen to the sound of the console opening and shutting, you could tell me what console it is.
Away you go.
I've got 3 that do it.
Away you go. Do it.
Okay. Number 1. Hopefully this works. I'm wearing a headset. I'm going to put the headset down.
Headset. Scumbags.
That was console 1. What I think is I'll go through all 3.
No, just do 1.
Okay, so console 1.
So that is number 1. So that is it's a flip top open. Right, now.
Yeah.
That takes us to one of 4 I can think of. We got the PS1. We've got the Dreamcast. We've got the Sega Saturn. We've got the GameCube. Now, when I heard that distinctive click, I'm going. I want to say my initial thought was GameCube, but Nintendo, they're really good at. There wouldn't be a big click with a GameCube. So, I'm going. Is Dreamcast or Saturn? I'm going Dreamcast.
It's the Dreamcast.
Yes, mate.
Careful.
Sorry. Yes, mate. This is insane. Get me on you bet. Number two.
Oh.
It's another...
opening and shutting.
Okay. Am I missing one that has a flip-top open? Dreamcast. It's not another... You're not going to be cheeky and doing... You're not doing another Dreamcast. It's from the same era, so it has to be a Sega Saturn.
Oh, I'm afraid that's incorrect. It's a GameCube.
No, it is not, man. You've been sold a pop. That is a Nintendo would never allow such a noisy action.
I haven't got a Saturn, so I can't do a Saturn. Like a Saturn.
All right. Well, it's one out of two. Let's see if we can get two out of three. Here we go.
Oh, that's a sweet action.
That's your PS1, mate.
Oh, easy.
Yes! Yes! Yes, mate!
Well done.
Yes, mate! This is the proudest moment. And there was no question about that.
All those years of gaming have led to this moment.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. You've made me so happy. Thank you.
I'm going to go now, but love you all. Bye.
Thank you. I love you. Are you proud of me, Catherine?
I am, strangely, yeah. Finally, it's paid off.
I haven't opened the GameCube for years. That's why I should have opened one and checked. Should have known.
You weren't to know this was going to happen.
No, I'm not watching Love Island.
No,
I'm done with it. I think I like looking at boobs and bums and buff guys, but I'm done with it. After that lad took his life, was it Mike?
Yeah, Mike Velocity.
After he took his own life. And there was a young woman as well who took her life a little earlier. And with the whole Jeremy Kyle thing, you know what? I'm done. And there's nothing I can do to stop the trade in those shows, but I can certainly stop watching them. I can certainly stop watching them and celebrating them. I mean, it's everywhere. It's all over the place. One of them was going to get kicked out. For doing blackface, but I'm glad he hasn't been kicked out for doing blackface.
I don't know about that one.
One of them, the Scottish lad, I think.
What, he done it in the past and put it online?
No, he did it on as he walked in, doing all that.
No, I mean...
Yeah, he done it in the past, yeah. I've done blackface. When I say I've done blackface, I'm thinking back to when I was 17... was in a local amateur dramatics production of Much Ado About Nothing.
Uh-huh.
And they did that thing they always do. They set it in the Raj. And all I had was I was one of the props. I didn't even have a line, I don't think. I think I was genuinely holding a spear at one point. And then I had to be an Indian lad taking something off. And it wasn't, you know, full blackface, but I browned up.
Mm.
I browned up. This was 30 years ago. And it's unacceptable, you know, and I look back at that with kind of horror. Not with horror, actually. I look back with embarrassment. I'm not horrified by it. It's embarrassing. Would I do it now? Of course I wouldn't do it now. Embarrassment. And this lad, I didn't see the picture, I didn't see the picture, so I don't know. But apparently did it within the last few years.
Right.
I wouldn't boot him off a TV show for that.
He's a kid.
Yeah, it seems a bit.
We're allowed to learn and change, right?
No.
That's kind of the point.
No.
Are we supposed to come out perfect?
We're not allowed to learn and change anymore. That's the problem with these kids now, is everything is stored online. Everyone's got a Twitter account, a Facebook page. Everyone's got... I remember when we were at college and someone took a picture... Someone got some pictures developed of a party and there's a picture of me skinning up. I said, wait, give me that. And I ripped it up.
Yeah.
And I got the negative and I ripped it. You're not having that. What are you thinking taking that picture for? You're not having that. Ripped up the negative. That's that gone. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything is online and is there forever. I delete all my tweets all the time. And some people go, oh, you delete your tweets. What are you hiding? Nothing. Just like having a tidy timeline. And once I did it the first time and got rid of 70,000 tweets, and that was quite the pull. There's no pull anymore. There's no pull. I'm glad I got rid of them. There's probably stuff I tweeted that I wouldn't stand by now. But also, they're still out there. If you want to find them, there are ways to go and find them.
Journalists know how to get them.
Of course they do. There are ways to go and find them. Everything.
It does surprise me, though, when people go onto these programmes and they haven't been advised to tidy up their online
presence. Because they're advised to tidy up their bushes.
Well, exactly. They do that.
Very, very tidy.
Tidy workspace.
Nicky Nacky News.
You have to, though, those costumes. Flipping heck. You can't do swimming in
that. Well, that streaker. Yeah. It was actually between her labia.
Yeah. That can't be comfortable, can it?
That cannot be at all. But I worry about everything is online. Everything is there forever. And also, language and what is acceptable evolves.
Yeah.
So if a kid now tweets something, and I can't think of any examples, and I'm not going to give any examples. All right. In the 11 o'clock show, the TV show I did 20 years ago, 21 years ago, we would say to someone, I probably did stuff, or out in the streets going, oh, you're gay, right? Not particularly acceptable even then. It was offensive even then, but it was kind of cheeky offensive. There was a lot in the late 90s, oh, you're so gay. Oh, you're such a gay lord. There was a lot of that.
But that was the thing, right?
Yeah.
Back then, it was gross out humour.
Yeah.
You're talking American Pie, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. The unspeakable was being said.
It was that.
And it was, I dare you to be offended.
But if someone had tweeted an equivalent of that now, and then in 3 years' time, you know, you go around. We had a guest in it, and I went, "Oh, you're such a gay lord." There would rightfully be an uproar.
Yeah.
So if I tweeted something similar to that now, and then 3, 4, 5 years later, the focus, the things just shift a couple of degrees, as they constantly do. Constantly shift a couple of degrees so that things that were acceptable are no longer acceptable. Although I think we're kind of possibly in the danger of going back the other way, in that we've gone back a little bit in the other way, in that people feel they can be more openly racist than we've been able to for the last 25 years.
I'm just being real, mate.
Yeah.
I'm just being real.
Exactly. Then that's your career over, particularly if you're in broadcasting, or I mean, God, if a newspaper, the Sun, I was going to say, but if a newspaper were to sift through every episode of the 11 o'clock show, you'd find stuff that would.
Of course you would.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And you go, footage has surfaced of Ian Lee being homophobic. Then there's a whole campaign to get rid of me.
Here's what concerns me as well, is that we're bringing up our kids. For the majority of people, we're bringing up our kids to be more open and talk to us more openly than we did in the past. And that is great, and that's progress, right? And to embrace their feelings and to talk about them. I also think that the way some people behave online, people who are in the limelight and are encouraged to behave online, you know, beef, spats, all this kind of stuff, means that kids look at that and go, right, I'm feeling this feeling now, I'm going to put it out there now because I'm being real, right? That stuff's going to come and bite them. That stuff is going to come and buy them. I was talking earlier on about the diary I had from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
There's stuff in there, a load of old crap.
Bring
you know.
Oh, this is where Yo, We're Wow.
Yo, We're Wow. We had a big fight. And I said, I wrote in my. You write in your diary stuff to make yourself feel better, right? You're the hero of your own story. And you're probably quite horrible about people because no one's ever going to read it, right? People aren't writing them in their diaries anymore. They're sticking it online.
I'm learning to not tweet when I'm angry. It's a thing I've kind of come to this week. I need to stop tweeting when I'm angry because I always instantly, 5, 10, 15 minutes later, go, ah, shit, let's delete that. That's not a good look.
It feels good the moment you do it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you've pressed send, you start to come down.
Yeah. I don't know. Twitter's, I know we talk about this a lot, and I'm more comfortable around Twitter than I was 6 months ago. And it's great for selling this show. It's great for telling you what guests we've got. It's great for having a guest like Nettie on and saying, oh, by the way, this is where you can buy the book. Great for plugging the live shows that we do, but it's...
But also, you get conned into thinking that Twitter is the world, right? It isn't. Most people aren't on it. Those guys I spoke to yesterday when I went on my motorbike training, love you, would love this show. Don't have Twitter. Didn't have a clue about it.
Yeah. It's like my mum's not on Twitter. And why would she be? Why would she?
Yeah, they laughed at me and said, are you on Twitter? Because I said, I'll mention the school. No, we're not on Twitter. Don't be daft.
It's a funny old world. It's a funny old world.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.